Namaste. One of the questions that people ask is, what is the goal of this yoga? As we know, in traditional yoga, the goal is moksha, which means mukti or liberation from this cycle of birth and death and quest and rebirth. This goal is based on the premise that this world is imperfect. And if you continue to live in this imperfect world, you will be filled with suffering. Even if you are happy, suffering will come sooner or later. So the logic of it is that why would you like to continue in a world which is full of suffering, especially when there is a way out? But Sri Aurobindo gives a different premise, because in the first one, the premise is that the world is something different from God. But according to Sri Aurobindo, this world is a manifestation of the divine, and it is a progressive manifestation. Which means whatever the divine is in his essence, that is what is coming out in this world. So then the natural question is, then why the world seems to be just the very opposite of divine? Divine is ananda, why there is suffering and pleasure and pain, suffering and happiness? The divine is truth, why there is error and knowledge? The divine is consciousness and force, why in this world we find limitations of various kinds? So the answer is that basically this task of manifestation is given to nature, or rather in its origin to the divine Shakti, the Supreme Mother. But this manifestation, she cannot immediately, it is not possible to create immediately a being who will completely manifest the fullness of the divine, because there will be too much of a tendency for these first manifestations to merge back into the one. So the only way to create many is to create the sense of separation. So that is what is called as the process of involution. The divine creates in each unit the sense of separation. There is no real separation. And then he plunges himself and starts the process upward. Now, basically manifestation means that which is already there in its formless essence, manifest in terms of time, space, name and form. That's what manifestation means. Now, immediately, none of these forms can be ready to manifest the fullness of the divine, because it's tremendous power. It's like anyone, any body, any mind to contain that infinity of the divine wisdom, divine truth, divine knowledge, heart to contain the infinity of divine love, the joy and the sweetness of divine love, the life force to contain the infinity of his power, and the body to contain the infinity of his existence. So it's not possible straight away. So there is a long-term project. So the project, first project manager is nature, lower nature. So out of the divine mother, this lower nature has come, and she has to finish the project first, ready. When the beings are ready, those who are ready are handed over to the divine Shakti, the infinite mother. So we have two levels at which the project takes place. First is the inferior nature. The word inferior is in this sense that it is a nature which is ignorant, seemingly ignorant of its goal. So all who are coming up there do not know what is the goal. Like in a school when children are studying, if you ask a second class student, what is your goal? So he'll say, I don't know. His goal is immediately second class, he should pass. But that's not the goal. The parents have conceived another goal. And probably the child is also destined for another goal. But till third, fourth, fifth, seventh, eighth, ninth, children don't know what their goal is. They are enjoying life, studying. But what is happening through all this? They are developing. So for a long time, there is a development going on in the lower nature of mind, life, heart and body. The element of goal which comes from the soul is missing. So mind puts forward temporary goals, heart puts forward temporary goals, life puts forward temporary goals and the body temporary goals. And that's how, because it's a stepwise process. So a time comes when now they are developed enough, and inside the soul also develops through this process. And around when it is in 10th standard, then it begins to wonder, what is my goal? Now, analogy, we have to understand it. That's an analogy. So when it begins to think about the goal, then the soul becomes a seeker. Initially, it's a soul in ignorance. It doesn't even, nobody even questions at that point. What is life? What is the purpose? There is a whole stage of evolution when we don't question all these things. We just go by the flow. So whatever people tell us, what is the goal of your life? So they will say, okay, to study, to become this, to earn money, to have a, you know, family life, this is what. So there is not yet the seeker. Then a time comes when the soul begins to develop to a point where it begins to seek. Who am I? Why am I here? When these questions begin to come, that means one is getting ready for yoga. Then during that time, one explores. So that's 11th standard, 12th standard. You are exploring this path, that path, some spiritual philosophy, reading something, etc., etc. Then a time comes when you say, this is my path, this is what I want. This, when this happens, this is what is called as a call for the yoga. Before the call of the yoga, there is a seeking. One is reading many things, all kinds of philosophy, thinking, all contradictory things, etc. Then a time comes when we have the call for the yoga. This is my path. This is the yoga I want to undertake. It may come in various ways. That's a whole subject by itself. But the day we feel there is a call for the yoga, that means we are now initiated into the path. So what really is the next step now? When this happens, the inferior nature or the lower nature, the nature in ignorance now hands us over to higher grade, the Divine Mother. Says, I have done my job, good or bad, now you take care. Now a new process starts. The Divine Mother, when she acts upon us, it's not like the ignorant nature. She is, her nature is infinite. So she starts working upon each and every part of her nature to prepare it for the divine manifestation. So what is the divine manifestation? Whole creation has started for divine manifestation. But as I said, there are manifestations in ignorance, partial, limited, obscured. Then finally we are ready for the full divine manifestation. What does it mean? Divine manifestation means the mind is filled with an infinite knowledge which is free of error and there is practical omniscience. Whatever you want to know for your whatever journey of life, you know it. If you want, you can even know about other things. That's another dimension of it. Because then you are no more limited in the sense of the ego. For the heart, it means infinite love and sweetness. So all that trouble, agitation, shock, etc., all that is gone. Because the heart becomes constantly a beautiful receptacle and vessel of the divine light, divine love, divine sweetness, divine harmony and divine ananda. And then for the life, infinite energy, because you have to walk this journey. It's a long journey, different kind of journey. And the body becomes free of diseases, free of, it's able to prolong its age until there comes a time when it becomes more and more a transparent robe. Right now, the divine is there, but we can't see it. But a day will come, must come and will come when this body will become a transparent mantle. So the divine presence will be visible to whoever is ready to see it. So that's the, and naturally it'll be freed from disease, it'll be freed from aging and eventually escape the law of death. So this is what is going to be the fullness of this goal. That means the remedy to all the radical solution to all the problems that we face now. Limitation of knowledge, heart which gets easily hurt because of the limitation of our capacity to love, the life which starts becoming fatigued, tired, we lose our youth, we get, because of these various reasons, imbalances of life energy and the body which is prone to disease, suffering, etc. Now, when this happens, then naturally, who would want to escape from the world? So, this is the goal. The goal, we can put it in different ways. We can say that it means that the soul will constantly live with the clear, not just a perception, with the clear experience of being part and parcel of the divine. So our identity will be no more the identity of the ego. We'll always know deep within that we are part and parcel, a portion of the Divine Mother. This will be the constant experience of the inmost being, that which we are. The mind will be constantly open to higher and higher levels of intuition through which the knowledge will pour in. So it'll not depend on this kind of books or that kind of books, though it may use it to trigger a chain of knowledge, trigger a cascade of luminous inpourings. Similarly, the same will happen to speech, to the senses. The senses will undergo a transformation. So all this right now, they pick up few things, they leave out certain things, but the senses itself will enlarge in their scope and their significance. So this is how the transformation will proceed from up downwards. It'll start with the brain, the thoughts, the mind. Then it'll enter into the speech. And then it'll enter into the heart. And then, of course, the life energy in which you have higher regions of life, which are more open to transformation. And then the lower regions where the real battle takes place. And finally, the body. So this will be the process. It'll go from above downwards. When it is complete, then you will have a new being, completely a new creation. But even in between, before it is complete, we will see many intermediate species. So there will be beings who will be partly transformed in the mind and the speech and the heart, but not yet in the, you know, lower ranges. Then there will be beings in whom there will be a touch of the heart and there will be a wideness and love blossoming inside, but the mind is not yet touched. So all possibilities will be there. And these beings will be distinctly different from the ordinary human being whose goals are just the routine expansion of the ego. They will, you know, if you ask them that what are you here for, they will not say that I'm here for, you know, earning money and, you know, making a big house. They will have some such inner ideal. So it will first create an ideative mentality inside. It will reflect itself in the form of an ideal. And then later on, it will start manifesting itself in various ways. So they'll be there with a call, and it's a long journey. But this, in short, is the goal of the Yoga of Sri Aurobindo. Not an escape, but a transformation of earth nature. And this is the original intent of the creator. But because creator is not just, you know, walking on the way. So, I mean, his tremendous power, his tremendous knowledge, his truth in itself. So to prepare ourselves for that manifestation is bound to take time. And that is what is going on now as the next level of divine project. Namaste.